This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli. Watch the green
bats tumble. Well, good morning, everybody. Good morning, America, and happy Thanksgiving. I want to thank Jason for coming in on Thanksgiving and engineering the show. I just got off the phone with him. And unfortunately, because I am calling from Montana and I don't have the computer system that Vince has, where we can't stop somebody who may say some four-letter words, for example, I don't have that ability here in Montana to do that, so I apologize. I cannot take calls when I monologue or I interview guests as I'm doing today. And Vince kind of backed out in the last minute, so I'm going to monologue today by myself. And, again, happy Thanksgiving. Vince had a quite a unique emergency this morning. He has a turkey he was going to slaughter for Thanksgiving, and apparently this turkey joined the government workers union. And this turkey was real belligerent, calling Vince a racist, bigot, sexist, misogynist. Apparently the turkey was a trans, and basically every name in the book. And Vince was called an anti-bird, a gobblerist, a feather phobe, a turkey-isms. So the turkey decided to lower the bars of standards and expectations for Thanksgiving, changing the holiday, displaying hypocrisies and double standards. And then the turkey called Vince a white male and said that he had no rights, restitution, or protection under the rule of law. So the turkey called the police just a few days after saying that the police should be fired and be replaced with brown shirts. It's just a big mess. So the turkey insisted that only the big corporations' fake tofu turkey should be allowed, and the big corporations should be protected. And the turkey was not allowed to be slaughtered under these new guidelines of political correctness. So Vince contacted the FBI and the DOJ, and they asked Vince for money under the table or else they wouldn't show up. So Vince didn't have enough, so they hung up on Vince. So Vince found out the turkey was on antidepressant drugs and had contacted Dr. Fauci. And Fauci has so much money in this drug and a patent on this drug that he contacted, meaning Fauci, contacted the DOJ and pardoned the turkey. It's unbelievable. So Vince just found out today, this morning, that the turkey pulled off a successful hate hoax last week and got protectionist group status. It's just a big mess, folks. So Vince could not come on in the last minute. And, yes, everything I said was a joke except for the last sentence. So, anyway, folks, I'm hoping, when I'm on the air, whether I'm with Vince or I'm by myself or I'm interviewing somebody, I have so much information. And I only have, since I was on the air on Tuesday, rattling off a lot of stuff, I don't have a lot of voter/election fraud, but I have some updates. And of course, I have plenty of updates on the consequences of political correctness and the hypocrisies and double standards of the people in charge, the powers that be, if you will. And I'm going to start out, before I start talking about some of the updated articles on election slash voter fraud. And boy, it's unbelievable. For those of you who saw the Pennsylvania public hearing yesterday, holy smokes, you really have to ask yourself, is Pennsylvania auditioning for a Twilight Zone episode? I mean, this Governor Wolf totally sold out the people of Pennsylvania. And this is for all the swing states, for the Pennsylvanias, the Michigans, the Wisconsins, Nevadas, the Arizonas, the Georgias. Oh, my gosh. It's just the corruption, the fraud. It's literally over the top, folks. And I think, I mean, I didn't know whether to laugh or cry. It's hard to believe that even one of the people at the Pennsylvania state legislature said, wow, this was done under our watch. And the comments, it was, I think the people, not just in Pennsylvania, but the country who watched it, but this is being watched all around the world because the little people want freedom. They don't want forced inoculations. They don't want to be kept at home. They don't want to be told who can work, who can't. They're tired of it, and they are hoping that America, rule of law, truth, and the Constitution prevails because we are the shining light on a hill. We're the hope. And if America goes down, the whole world goes down. And ironically, it's all being run and funded by a very few of the elite, of the wealthiest people in the world. So I'm going to say what I'm thankful for, besides family and friends and the common things that most people say today, I'm going to be a little more specific. I want to say I am thankful for growing up in a time, and by the way, I'm 60 years old, folks, so I was born in 1960, so I am an official baby boomer. I'm at the end of the baby boomer era, if you will, generation, if you will. And I'm very thankful that I grew up in a time when it was publicly inexcusable to sell out fellow Americans regarding the Constitution and the rule of law for your own personal gain. I'm thankful that I grew up in a time when common sense and logic did prevail. Now, I'm going to mention a few specifics here before, again, I start going into articles. I'm going to say I am thankful for Rudy Giuliani, Sidney Powell, and Jenna Ellis, and Lynn Wood and the whole team, okay? And Jenna Ellis, she really impresses me. Rudy, if you're listening, nothing against you, but we need to give Jenna Ellis a little more microphone time because she's extremely well-read, well-researched, and she is a patriotic American, and I am just really impressed with her. So that being said, for those of you, since I'm on my own here in the last minute, and, of course, the turkey story with Vince was a joke. Unfortunately, very apropos for today's time, but I was joking. The turkey did not take over the Finelli household. So for those of you who have been hearing me on the air for almost 10 years now, you know, you ask, I get a lot of questions when people talk to me, they meet me, or I give a talk, or I'm on other radio shows, and they often ask me, what do I do on the radio? And basically, I just spell it out that I try to use financial, economic, social, and political rationale and especially attack political correctness, which is the same as being a proponent of truth. And I try really hard to talk about the elite's blueprint, their playbook, their flowchart for destruction against the American people and the world, and especially the bottom 93%, who we, on this show, USAPrepares.com, stick up for. And I talk about how the race baiting divides us. I talk about how we're being distracted, dumbed down, and divided. And they're using every group possible and poisoning us against ourselves, whether it be race, gender, the gender you identify as, sexual orientation, religion, ideology, what generation you're in. And I put things in perspective to show how we're being played against each other. We're being conned. We're being duped. And the powers that be are lowering the bars of standards and expectation for a job. So one of the reasons we have so much despair, which I talk about many, many specifics about the unit of measures of despair, is because of the fact when you lower the bars of standards and expectations for that job, you can't control your destiny. When you feel entitled to play the victim group status card, you eliminate hard work, proven results, and qualifications. And what those people are actually doing is doubting their own value. And then it ties into a connect-the-dots scenario where the same people demand that the people who get attacked have no protection rights or restitution under the rule of law. So we're giving runaway power to the most corrupt corporations, corrupt industries, and corrupt departments in government, while we enable and protect those people. And the big pharma is a great example. We are literally giving liability immunity to companies who want to destroy capitalism, enforce fraud, illegitimacy, and promote fascism, which creates more wealth inequality. And this is why you often hear me talking about we cannot allow ourselves to protect, which really you're insulting your group hyphen and pronoun when you feel obligated to protect this, what you think is an ideology. What it really is a strategy to divide us. They're using divide and conquer strategies all the time. So when you replace the rule of law, because people who are being attacked don't have protection rights and restitution under that rule of law, you're replacing the rule of law with precedents. And I've given many, many examples over the years. So we're giving free lunch to the elite while allowing wealth redistribution to occur. So this is why what I often talk about when the powers that be or their bought and paid for treasonous people keep touting the words equality, fairness, tolerance, diversity. It has nothing to do with it. These are politically correct buzzwords. Change by definition in order to use wealth redistribution as a tool and take money out of our pockets and give it to the big guys while divide and conquer strategies and having us fight against each other. And I will be back, folks, the monologue after the break. Really appreciate you being here and happy. Thanks.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nanocolloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nanocolloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses. viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase Nano Colloidal Silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Welcome back to the show, folks. Rich Sheeman sitting in for Vincent Finelli today. And I was basically talking about what my job description and a lot of our USA Prepares instructors' job description is. And, you know, I talk a lot about economic 101 updates, I call it. And by the way, I got to say a little sidebar here. Everybody at USA Prepares is a volunteer. We don't do it for money. We don't do it for fame or to be infamous or recognition. We do it because we're Americans, and we also have people from outside of the country, like Gwyneth Isaacs out of Australia, and we're all patriots. It doesn't matter what country we live in, we're patriots. And that means that we care about sovereignty. We care about freedom. We care about liberty. We care about rule of law. We care about truth. And that's why we all do what we do. So I talk about all of this stuff like economic 101 updates. I talk about, you know, the economy as a whole. I talk about demographics, central banks, Keynesian economics, group identity politics. I intertwine it all. And that's why it's so important to discuss financial, economic, social, and political rationales together, if you will. And I talk about stagflation, inflation, deflation. I talk about how robotics and automation, artificial intelligence, and the technocracies taking our jobs. I talk about how we have all these unsustainable headwinds for future rate of growth, especially with debt and global corporate household government promises. You know, the whole game is so rigged, and we try to give ideas and solutions for not just living and thinking outside the box, but doing it. Okay, for example, I live off grid. I hunt my own meat, catch my own fish. We can. It's about self-sufficiency, you know, creating your own energy from the sun and supplementing it with a generator. I live with a wood cook stove. I actually don't have traditional running water or a flushing toilet in my cabin. So everything is outside the box, and we try to present everything from, you know, even health we talk about. We talk about immune stimulants versus immune suppressants. We talk about, you know, vaccines. We talk about GMO. We talk about all these things that makes a difference to your health and to give you these outside-the-box ideas and strategies for living. So I grew up in the metropolitan area of New York City. I had this dream to come to the Northern Rockies and live off the land. I tried to get a job working in the outdoors. One of my failed examples is I tried to get a job with the National Forest Service. I got a degree in forestry in upstate New York, and I went to the interview, and they told me they would not hire me as a white male. They hired two girls sitting in the waiting room with no experience, no education. So the fact that I grew up in New York and I tried to work in the woods and the outdoors, I could not do that, but I try to spend as much time living the outdoor life as I can. And I think life is relative. And when life is relative and you grow up in a metropolitan area of New York City, you appreciate living in the outdoors and doing things in the outdoors. And I'm very thankful for that, because I do know of quite a few people who grow up in paradise like Montana who kind of take it for granted. And they don't appreciate certain things. You know, there's a lot who do, but I also know a lot who don't. So I think having that variety, I think every person should live in urban, suburban America and decide if they want to move rural and adopt a self-sufficient or nature-oriented lifestyle. So I also want to say what I'm thankful for. After watching the state legislator in Pennsylvania, I want to say all of you state legislatures, people in Pennsylvania, are all heroes. All you swing states are heroes. The witnesses, the whistleblowers, you're all heroes. Please keep up the good work, and I'll be right back after the break, folks. Happy Thanksgiving.
Attention business owners, body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy, because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it, but only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
U.S. USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
President Trump pardoned former National Security Advisor, Army General Michael Flynn. Flynn pleaded guilty twice to lying to the FBI about conversations with the Russian ambassador. When the Department of Justice examined the FBI case, it was so flawed the Department of Justice dropped the case.
But give credit to Flynn, his attorneys. They had issues. They raised those issues. The prosecutors went in. They looked at it. They made the right decision when they moved to dismiss it.
Former Utah federal prosecutor Brett Tolman on Fox.
If there's any abuse here, it was a federal judge believing that it had authority to approve or disapprove of dismissals. That's not what the federal judge's authority is, and Congress certainly didn't grant it to him. So this dismissal basically was thrown out by this judge, and he was prolonging it. So I don't see that the president had any other choice but to pardon him.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Stock market have you nervous with all the massive fluctuations? With the hope for a COVID vaccine on the rise, shifting political landscape, and the election at an end, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text MONEY to 411-411 to get what you need to stay ahead of market trends and find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. Stop guessing. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance. Text MONEY to 411-411 and experience Vantage Point for free. Text MONEY to 411-411 so you can protect and grow your capital now. Don't wait. Text MONEY to 411-411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
Former President Obama continues to divide Americans, this time attacking Hispanic Americans. USA Radio News' Tim Berg has more.
Former President Barack Obama took a dig at Hispanic Americans who voted for President Trump, saying they looked past what the president said and his immigration policies because they were aligned on social issues. Obama making the remarks in an interview with the radio program The Breakfast Club.
People were surprised about a lot of Hispanic folks who voted for Trump. But there's a lot of evangelical Hispanics who, you know, the fact that Trump says racist things about Mexicans or puts detainees, undocumented workers in cages, they think that's less important than the fact that, you know, he supports their views on, you know, gay marriage or abortion.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
The U.S. Supreme Court knocks down some of New York Governor Cuomo's COVID mandates.
New York won't be able to enforce a COVID-19 restriction on houses of worship after the Supreme Court issued an injunction late Wednesday. By a 5-4 vote, the court issued an opinion that called the coronavirus restrictions a violation of religious freedom because the orders singled out churches and synagogues, while businesses that were deemed essential were allowed to operate with few restrictions. The state of New York had tried to put 10 and 25 person occupancy limits on houses of worship, leading to the suit from the Catholic Diocese of Brooklyn and Agudath Israel. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Watch it. It's gonna be sliding.
Winner today is hot.
Keep it. God, you're
take my.
When you go
to the
season,
for 2 seconds during
the
class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAprepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Welcome back to the show, everybody. Happy Thanksgiving. This is Rich Sheehan from Montana sitting in for Vincent Fennelly. And I want to make a couple comments regarding the news break. You know, one of the things that Obama was basically putting down Hispanics for voting for Trump. It's amazing that like, and I've mentioned this a few times, Ilhan Omar basically said that Latinos can't compete in a merit-based system. Basically, what Obama's doing is the same thing. It's degrading. It's insulting. See, when you say you can't compete, you insult the work ethic, the ability, and the intelligence using political correctness and group identity politics. And all it is, it's designed to do is degrade and disrespect people, the group, and it doesn't help the nation. You never empower a nation when you talk about groups. We should all be discussed as Americans at this point, because it's very obvious that these divide and conquer strategies are used to do just that, to make us infight. They're professional pot stirrers. See, when they do this, it's another tool to make us all submissive. When you're submissive, you break your will. When you break your will, that's when all the units of measure of despair goes in the wrong direction, from job growth, debt, prosperity, suicides, lack of nutrition in our foods, from lack of information, et cetera, et cetera. It's all designed. That's why they're always using these terms, controversial, racist, bigot, sexist, misogynist, homophobe, intolerant, violent, hater, conspiracy theorist. Basically, everybody who doesn't vote Democrat or follow a certain narrative is an anti-ismist phobe, okay? And what they're doing is purposely lowering the bars of standards and expectations and rewarding mediocrity, which is designed to make us infight, designed to make us disrespect one another, designed to insult work ethic, ability, and intelligence, designed to eliminate opportunity, ingenuity, productivity, and innovation and knowledge. It's all designed for that purpose. And as you know, for those of you who are regular listeners, I've given probably thousands of examples over the years to show that it's not about equality, fairness, tolerance, and diversity. It's about dividing us and taking money out of the pockets of the little guy and giving it to the wealthiest people in the world. And that's what we have. That's the problem that we have here in America. It's the wealth redistribution is so obvious. And I'm going to constantly go off into a few tangents here, and I think I mentioned this the other day that, you know, when I like to look at math, okay, because there's so much unreliable, unworthy, corrupt news out there that we have to do our own reading and research. And one of the things I like to talk about is how these tools of division only benefit the elite, the super wealthy. We have 14 million people in this country that can't make rent, but yet the top 0.1% has more wealth than the bottom 80% of American adults. Just wrap your head around that kind of math. We're not winning, folks. And this is why people are waking up exponentially. And the number one concern right now is the legitimacy of the rule of law, the Constitution, regarding this election and voter fraud. Now, one of the other things that was mentioned during the last break, and I'm not going to talk about it in the context of his commercial, but somebody said the system is rigged. And it absolutely is rigged. I mean, when you look at the countless statistical improbabilities of this election fraud, the glitches, the redating ballots, the machine voting abnormalities, the whole thing is fake. We have a big question right now that a lot of people are asking themselves in America: is government now totally illegitimate? What about our freedoms and liberties? Are they gone? Are we citizens or are we subjects? Because it's looking, pardon me, it's looking like the very few elites have bought and paid for the politicians, the lawyers, the media, judges, courts, law enforcement, and that's especially including the DOJ and the FBI and other intelligence agencies. Work has been delegitimized. Rule of law has been delegitimized, where we have a separate set of rules, laws, and accountability and truth based on what group you're in. Polls, illegitimate. Voting, illegitimate. Big corporations, illegitimate. I mean, even getting college degrees and tests and opportunities. I mean, you have all these wealthy people and celebrities buying their kids SAT scores, college degrees, college, getting into certain colleges, fake sports scholarships. See, this is why we need transparency, America, is because when they delegitimize and attack certain groups, say that we can no longer have protection or restitution under the rule of law, when we eliminate our rights, you can no longer have control of your own destiny. So you're going to continually to have different people disenfranchised at different levels based on what group they're in. And that's when all these units of measures basically increase. Hard work, effort, proven results, qualifications mean almost nothing. And that's why drug use, and it's not just the street drugs, these antidepressant drugs, these antipsychotic drugs that the biggest corrupt pharmaceutical companies have, or suicides even in their package insert. I really ask everybody who's taken pharmaceutical drugs to look at the adverse events, contraindications, and side effect profile. When I interviewed Dr. Norm Shealy, a few weeks ago, he made a very profound statement. I'm going to paraphrase it again. I don't have it written down, but it was very easy to remember. He says, if you have a chronic disease, if you go from acute to chronic and you're taking specific drugs, not like insulin, he says he doesn't consider that to be a drug, but other pharmaceutical drugs, he says that in 6 months, if you're taking it chronically, that drug basically turns into a poison and is starting to kill you. So we have information that's not getting correct information to the people. That's why we have increased hate hoaxes. That's why they want to give us forced inoculations. That's why obesity is going through the roof, because people aren't aware of the nutrition in foods and GMOs and you know, red dye and hormones, steroids, and antibiotics. People are learning. There's a lot of people who don't know. And, you know, this 5G and nanotechnology in this in these vaccines, it's gonna be a slow kill, folks. So they're even talking about the inability to protect yourself. And you can't protect yourself because the powers that be want to eliminate free speech or guns in your own home. What do you think is going to happen? Depopulation efforts, while the powers that be, as per the documents of the UN, they want to bring 400,000-600,000 people into the U.S. over the next 20, 25 years. While they're harvesting baby parts for late-term abortions for the wealthy to use, they were ignoring pedophiles. Life expectancy is going down, and the people who are benefiting are the snitches, the tattletales, while we have lockdowns and masks creating a permanent caste system. This is why we have to question official authorities, because they're turning out to be a bona fide joke. So let's talk about all this fake news, all this. I mean, when we don't have legal, bona fide, legitimate elections, and we have all these anomalies and abnormalities and irregularities, don't you love these words they come up with? And there's no, and it's so corrupt. We have illegal votes. We have glitches. We have dead people voting, double voting, multiple states voting, no signature matches, thousands of voters with the same address, ballot stuffing, poll watchers being turned away if they're Republican, unsealed ballots, videos of literal weather trucks showing up at election headquarters, voters being intimidated, dirty vote polls. And we have witnesses. There's no transparency for voting anymore, depending on what side you're on. We have witnesses. We have affidavits of thumb drives, of internet connection, and foreign intrusion. This is America, folks. We have foreign intrusion proven in our own voting system. So, because I have the luxury of monologuing today, I'm going to go off in an unconventional direction. With all this phony talk from Joe Biden about unity, I'm going to be gracious enough to give thanks to talk radio, people who have the guts, the courage to talk about truth. I'm going to go through some of the sources that I use and glean quite a few articles for this show. Now, I'm not going to go through them all. I'm just going to go through some of the bigger players. And I'm going to start with USA Prepares and Vince Finelli. I really believe that Vince loves this country. He's a patriot. Anybody who listens to this show for more than an hour would agree with me. And Vince, if you did catch that turkey and you're not outside butchering him and you're listening, thank you for everything that you do. Thank you for allowing me to exercise my First Amendment rights. And I know every instructor on USA Prepares feels the same way. So I'm going to go through, again, this is unconventional, and some people are probably thinking, well, aren't they your competitors? No. There's no competitors at this point in history. There's Americans, and we need to be thankful for living in America. We have to recognize the people who have the courage on the alternative media, the patriots. The Constitution is at stake. We have people who have sold out China. You have people who have been bought and paid for personal gain. We have people who sold out to the United Nations, people who have been blackmailed. So what I'm going to do when we come back from the break, folks, I'm going to go through a lot of my sources and say thank you to each individual one.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
It's not over. Sadly, our nation is going through tough times again, with no end in sight, and nobody knows what might happen next year. That's why it's a good idea to plan ahead, so you aren't caught off guard. Nothing's more important than having enough food to eat, and we're here to help. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leading emergency preparedness company. We provide long-term emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage. When grocery stores run empty or disasters strike, our foods will be there when you need it most. Act now and secure at least a 4-week emergency food kit full of tasty meals that provide 2,000 calories a day. We have dozens of emergency food storage kits to choose from. When the government tells you not to go out, you can have the peace of mind that comes from being prepared. When you order from MyPatriotSupply.com, your food will arrive discreetly at your doorstep in no time. Prepare today. Time is short. MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
If you or a loved one is a survivor of abuse by Boy Scouts of America representatives as far back as the 1970s, we urge you to speak up. We'll stand with you and get you the help and financial compensation you deserve. A jury in Portland, for example, awarded $18.5 million in punitive damages in one Boy Scout sexual abuse case. The Boy Scouts of America filed for bankruptcy, and funds have been set aside to compensate those injured. Time is limited, and so are the funds. Call today. Don't wait. For free information on how to file your claim, call All Survivors Advocates right now. We have a long track record in helping our clients get the legal justice and compensation they deserve. Please, we are ready to help you. Call today.
800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. That's 800-364-2984.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
So what I'm going to do now is, and before I start with the websites of sources and the thanks I have for these hero sites, people who have courage, who have guts, people who do the homework, the reading and research to come up with this information, I just want to make a quick comment, and I've done this before on the regarding the scandal of the Boy Scouts. You know, I was in the Boy Scouts in the suburbs of New York City. George Hadler, who passed away years ago, was my scout leader. So for those of you in the Pearl River, Rockland County area, who might may be listening to that, I want to be thankful for George Hadler and his family. And I'll tell you, if it wasn't for the Boy Scouts, who knows if I would have been indoctrinated enough into nature, because I think there's a lot of people who, if they don't get exposed to it, they're not going to have that relativity and appreciation for nature and the outdoors. So I want to thank the Boy Scouts, and it's a real shame that political correctness destroyed the Boy Scouts, basically unfunded it. And this was planned. And again, I'm always for adult mutual consensual sex, but when certain people cross the line into pedophilia, that's no longer adult mutual consensual sex. And that's why I use that particular term. And it's just a shame that too many people are getting away with these behaviors. And this is why we have allowed, what we're seeing, folks, is the consequences of decades of inaction towards political correctness. And we've allowed certain behaviors to go unchecked. Same thing with big corporations, same thing with big government. And this is why we all have to read and research and verify. Don't listen to a word that we say here on USAPrepares.com. Verify. And that's going to make you read and research more. So again, I'm going to go back to some of my main sources of websites that I feel deserves recognition and deserves thanks on this Thanksgiving. I'm not going to say them in any particular order, so please don't take, if you're not at the top of the list, don't take this the wrong way. I'm just going in the order that, there's no particular order. I'm not doing alphabetically or anything. So I'm going to start with OAN, One American News Network. This audience probably is aware that they have the guts to say the truth. They've just been banned on YouTube. And it just goes to show, it's just like when I talk about Facebook or all these publications. All these publications, they create their own references for their own narratives, for their own fake credibility, and that's why they use the term fact checkers, okay? All these people that I'm going to mention now to be thankful for, all these sources and websites, they do their own reading and research, and they basically, their major is the truth. Their major is to stick up for the little guy. Their major is to be American. Okay, after OAN, InfoWars. InfoWars should be at the top of everybody's list. I buy their filters. I buy their iodine. I've bought vitamins. They have an unbelievable amount of great products. And I'll tell you right now, Alex Jones sticks his neck out. He's a great patriot. He's also got band.video. They have, I think, Prison Planet. But I'll be honest with you, I don't think the Patriot movement would be even close to being successful if it wasn't for Alex Jones and InfoWars. Next, Breitbart.com. Breitbart is spelled B-R-E-I-T-B-A-R-T. So the Breitbart News Network. Next, I want to thank Zero Hedge, ZeroHedge.com. And if you scroll down on Zero Hedge, ladies and gentlemen, it's basically, it started out as an economic site, but they really do a really good job of combining financial, economic, social, and political issues these days. And if you scroll down on the left, you'll have other sites from Zero Hedge sources. A lot of them are great sources. I've probably been to every one over the years. Another site I look at is goldsilver.com. That's Mike Maloney's site. He lives in Puerto Rico, I believe. But it's a great site for a lot of sources. And we'll be back right after the break, everybody. We really appreciate you being here. Happy Thanksgiving.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REAL-WTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REAL-WTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REAL-WTR or buyrealwaternow.com.